Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School, home of the Knights. We are at Gordon Lemming Field. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. See, between the Riverton Park Panthers and the Central Catholic Knights, play for the championship game of Sectional 54, Class 1A. The internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention today, Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day. Memorial Day, we'll mention why do we celebrate Memorial Day. Memorial Day has become an unofficial marker of the start of summer in the United States. Holiday celebrated last Monday in May originally was called Decoration Day. Stems from efforts to honor the memories of soldiers killed during the Civil War by adorning gravestones with flowers and flags. We wish you a meaningful and memorable Memorial Day. Listen to this. Umpires have arrived. They got an escort. A gator, one of those John Deere gators. You can probably buy them Reynolds Farm equipment there in Atlanta. They're going to go with the same guys. We'll mention the home plate umpire in this ball game. Should do a good job. Quite a gentleman, Mr. Dan Adams. So the three-man crew, they've been here pretty much all day today. I think Dan Adams subbed in today. He was not here on Thursday. Should be a well-officiated ball game in the final game of the sectional. We mentioned to get to this point in the sectional. Sectional started out on Thursday, May 23rd, 5:30 start time. North Vermilion and Central. Central got the win, 12-4. Down Central was the home team. It went 6.5. Second game on Thursday night, it was Covington and Central Catholic. That game took 6 innings. It was a 10-0 decision. Catholic got the win. That game started at about 8:08. Them slated to start at 7:30. And today, first game here this morning at 11 a.m., Fountain Central, the visiting team, took on Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic got the win, 11-1. Then later this afternoon, started about 1:30. Attica and Riverton Park. And understand that was quite a ball game. Attica nearly got the win, but they did not prevail. Riverton Park came back late in the ball game, got the win over Attica 6-4. It gives a right for Riverton Park to be the home team. I see on the scoreboard, and they're the bottom bracket, and Central Catholic Knights probably going to be the visiting team. They'll probably bat first. They'll play in this ballgame. It'll be for all the marbles. That's 1A, Sectional 54. And we'll talk a little bit about the Riverton Park Panthers. Riverton Park Panthers have a school enrollment of 311. That's 1A, Sectional 54. Principal at Riverton Park is Kyle Kersey, the athletic director. He's also the baseball coach. That's Charlie Martin. And Martin, quite a gentleman. To meet him back at Riverton Park back early in the season. That was on March the 27th. Riverton Park High School is located at 4907 South Coxville Road in Montezuma, Indiana, 47862. Dial them up by telephone at 765-869-045. The web is SW Park. Then at e.k12.in.us /0, another /, and then athletics. Now, they were the colors of navy, burgundy, and white. Perform in the Wabash River Conference. There are 8 teams, Wabash River. Set this down for our national anthem.
The Georgia Queen Pride is number 141 for the National.
That was our national anthem. It was Memorex, but always sounds good. And we'll finish this up, Riverton Park. Wabash River Conference. In that Wabash River Conference is Attica, Covington, Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Eager, South Vermilion. Riverton Park Panthers are currently 12 wins, 14 losses on the season. It looks like the Knights are going to be the home team. They'll take the field first. And in fourth place in the Wabash River this season, Riverton Park, 7-7. The coach is Charlie Martin. The Gray D coach, Travis Sutton. Assistant coaches, Chad Lawson, Sean Brown, and Carter Brogan Sanders. So they get warm-ups right now on the playing surface. Thanks, you're going to go with Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks is going to take the rubber tonight. Brooks on the season. We'll mention he's got a 4 wins, 2 losses on the season. He's pitched 44 innings thus far. This is appearance number 11. This is start number 10. Giving up 41 hits, giving up 22 runs. 16 of those runs were earned. He has walked 26 batters, has struck out 31. 6 of those batters went down looking. Hit 3 batters along the way. He's left 41 base runners on base. He's committed 1 walk. He's picked off 1 runner. He's faced 201 batters. Now he's thrown 740 pitches. His ERA is 2.545. Stepping in, first batter in the ballgame. He'll be the leadoff hitter. For 2, A.J. Goff. J. Goff's going to step in. We're going to start just a tad bit early. From Stance, left-handed batter's box, A.J. Goff. Pitch from Brooks. A hit by pitch. Hit by pitch. Had him in the middle of the back as he turned his shoulder. A.J. Goff is going to reach base. A.J. Goff, it's no secret, he has the best stats of any player. Riverton Park's team. We'll talk about those stats in his second time through the lineup. They are impressive. Stepping into bat, second hitter for Riverton Park. 14, Colette Sanders. Move, he's going to get him in a rundown. He's going to get tagged out by number 10, first baseman Lucas Gerke. A little bit too far leaning to the right. A.J. Goff is picked off. Hi, Keaton Brooks. We talked about Keaton Brooks. 3 batters along the way. He's balked once, and now he has picked off 2 batters this season. Coming in with 1 out. King at Sanders. Lined up in the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, right-handed batter's box, Colette Sanders. Everton Park comes in, swinging a miss. Ball one strike. Step back in. Moving quickly on the diamond. From Brooks. Swinging a miss. Count goes one and two. Ball two strikes. One out. From the windup. Looking at signals. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Brooks. Outside, ball two. Ball two strikes. One out. Top of the first inning. Final game of sectional 54. Here comes the pitch. Side and tall. Ball three. The two count. Team Colette Sanders. Sanders, a member of the sophomore class, he didn't call time. He'll be granted time in that right-handed batter's box. Usually want to call time verbally, even if you use your right hand to signalize you want time out. Comes in, swinging a miss. So he'll set him down swinging. There are two out from the top of the first inning. Throw it around the infield. Back glove of Keaton Brooks. And into bat number five, three hitter, Harley Belcher. Harley Belcher plays third base. The Panthers. Right in his batter's box. Here comes the first pitch from Brooks. Outside, he called a strike. Outside edge. Goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. The windup, here's the pitch. Swung on to take the center field. Getting a beat on it, going to come in and make the catch. And Robbins came in a long way to make that catch. There are three outs, and the Knights are out of the inning. Three up, three down. Knights are going to bat the bottom of the first inning. We'll talk a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. The Knights have a school enrollment of 296. The school was founded in 1956. This is Class 1A, Sectional 54, happening here at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. And the sectional began with North Vermilion, Fulton Central, Livingston, Central Catholic, Thicca, Riverton Park. Principal at Central Catholic High School is Darrell Beck. Athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. Athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. CF Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. Dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's LCC Athletics. At time, their weather color is navy, white, form in the Hoosier Conference. It's the West Division this year. They finished overall 9 teams. They finished third place. Knights are currently 23 wins, 6 losses on the season. They finished the West Division of the Hoosier Conference at 7-1. Were defeated by Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Indians just captured the sectional title. Last time they did that was 31 years ago. So I should say Twin Lakes, they got second place in the Hoosier Conference. They are now 24-4. They are Class 3A Sectional 20. Winners, that sectional was at Northwestern High School. We'll mention it started out with Frankfort and Western. Western got the win. North Montgomery and West Lafayette. North Montgomery got the win. With the semifinals, North Montgomery defeated Western. Twin Lakes defeated Northwestern. And Twin Lakes never trailed in the championship game. They came out with an 8-7 win over North Montgomery. Batter Hudson Jutwine. Comes in high above the zone, ball one. Head coach for the Central Catholic Knights, Tim Bourdonnais, 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. That's a breaking pitch in there for a strike. Nicely placed ball, Jonah Hopkins. Jonah Hopkins, we'll talk about him and the infield here momentarily. Comes a 1-1 pitch to Gutwein. Swung on, ground ball, base hit. hit into left field, went between shortstop and third base. Hudson Gutwein gets himself aboard with a base hit. So next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic, going to be number 17, Davin Boutel. Looking for signals. Signals given. Base coach, Tim Bourdonnais, stepping in. Davin Boutel, right-handed batter's box. Boutel is a hit machine. That's the singles this season. Out of the stretch, here comes the pitch. Hopkins, 0 for ball 1. So they're coming in from the base, going to cover the bunt. Davin Boutel, good bunter. We're going to have a stretch. Now a set. He'll stretch. He'll square early. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins. A bat back in full swing. He'll go out of play. They'll pull it. That field. A bit well. Count goes 1-1. Ball, 1 strike. Nobody out. Second batter in the lineup for the Knights. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Coming off the bat, Jonah Hopkins. Jonah Hopkins, just a sophomore. Take that back. Jonah Hopkins is number 35. Taking off of second base is Hudson Gutwein. There'll be no throw. Slide in safe at second. Gutwein picks up stolen base number 19 on the season. He's been thrown out one time. Gutwein is at second base. 2 balls, 1 strike. Jonah Hopkins is a freshman by class. Squaring the bunt. Going to get a bat on the ball. Goes foul. Trying to move the runner. Bourdonnais trying to get a run on the board. Early and often. Falls 2 strikes. Made live. Peering in, looking at signals. Jonah Hopkins checks second base out of the stretch. Picks it again. Here comes the pitch. Pitch above the head of Boutel. All 3. Count goes full at 3-2. 3-2 count. And he in his batter's box, Davin Boutel. Peering in, 6. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the 3-2. Taking pitch, finished just above the strike zone. Strike zone is at the front of the plate, not where the ball lands. Ball is above the strike zone, ball 4. Hit first and second base. Stepping into bat, number 10, Lucas Gerke. A team in his batter's box. Then looking at signals, out of stretch, Jonah Hopkins. He wears number 35 in this uniform. Out of set, deck third, second base a few times. Here comes the pitch. Burn a bunt, late, and a foul ball. Left side out in front of the third base dugout occupied by Riverton Park. So runners at first and second, back to their respective bases. No balls, 1 strike. Standard batter, Lucas Gerke. Working out a stretch, now the set. Can check second a couple of times. He's going to try a pickoff move. He'll pirouette. Step second, but not make the throw. Step back in the rubber. Out of the set position, comes the 0-1 pitch. High above the zone, ball 2. Take that back, 1 ball, 1 strike. Jackson Kane is on deck. 1 count to Gerke. Runners at first and second base, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Comes the pitch from Hopkins. Taking pitch, misses away. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. And quick on the rubber is Jonah Hopkins. The set position, check second. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Side ball 3. 3-1 count. Gerke. Green light, I'm quite sure. Then looking at signals. Out of the set position. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Take one to center field. It's going to back up the center fielder. That's Wyatt Koch. Make the catch. They'll fake a tag at second base. With Gutwein, there's 1 out in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup going to step out. It's going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, 4-hitter for the Knights. Axon leads the team with home runs. He has three. Right-handed batter's box. Going to step in with on base, first and second base for the Knights. Jackson King stepping in. And looking at signals. Going to Hopkins. Unker now out of the set position. Check second base. First pitch to Kane. High and away. Ball one. Kane going to step back. Back in, one. Ball, no strikes. One out. Bottom of the first. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Hopkins. Taking pitch, didn't get the break. Hit Jackson Kane in that right-handed batter's box. He'll jog down the first base like nothing ever happened. So the Knights have three aboard. Sure. Jackson Wile. Actually, Jackson Wile is the catcher. He wears number 10. Riverton Park. At first base, number 2, A.J. Goff. Second base, number 3, Blake Todd. Shortstop, number 1, is Eli Roberts. At third base, number 5, Charlie Belcher. The outfield here in just a moment. Step in for the Knights. Five hitter. Nick. This is loaded. From the lip of the grass at first base, A.J. Goff. Nick. Right down Meridian, strike call. Fastball. In left field, number 14, Colette Sanders. Center field, 23, Wyatt Koch. And in right field, number 4, Kyle Price. The ball's one strike. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Hopkins. He finished outside, ball one. One ball, one strike, one out. Friend Robbins is on deck. And Robbins leads the team with 30 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch to Minnick. Hung on, foul ball, left side. Hit the batter's box, takes it the other way on the ground over by the bullpen area. 1-2 count to Minnick. He'll step back in. And looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Jonah Hopkins. Set signal, now the set position. Here comes the 1-2 to Minnick. It's going to be a hit by pitch. Going to get him in that left-handed batter's box. Bases loaded. Coming in to score. Second run. Take that back. First run. The contest is Hudson Gutwein. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be Bryn Robbins. Cade Minnick's okay. He's stretching out a little bit with the legs. Robbins going to step in. Right-handed batter's box. Is still loaded. The corners are in at the lip of the grass. One out. Now the stretch, now the set. Jonah Hopkins, here comes the pitch. Swung on to take it to right center field. Back him up and be called for by the fielder Wyatt Koch. Tagging at third base. For his second run in the contest is 17. Gavin Boutel. Bryn Robbins going to walk back into the dugout. Sacrifice fly and an RBI. Two outs on the diamond. Knights have runners on the corners. Stepping into bat. Nice. Seven hitter, number 30, Gus Sandberg is the DH in the ballgame. He's batting four. Left fielder, number 41, Isaac Seppinger. Out stretch, now the set. Comes a pitch to Gus Sandberg. It's another hit by pitch. Breaking pitch. Didn't get the break he wanted. Sandberg tried to collect himself. He knew he was going to get hit. He took the brunt of it. He's at first base now. Sandberg been hit a couple of times today. The batter going to step in for Central Catholic. Doing the pitching in today's ballgame. Number 34, Keaton Brooks. Bases are loaded once again. There's two outs. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins. He'll take a drive to center field. Back up, moving to the right, Wyatt Koch going to make the catch. The Knights are out of the inning. They leave three aboard. He's come up with two runs here in the bottom of the first inning. That's the end of one complete inning. Knights 2, There's zero. And we'll mention this game is in part brought to you. Today, by AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC. Arcadia, they're actually west of Arcadia, about a mile from 266th Street, Hamilton County. Future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need for the expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe on the road in your automobile. Second type of shirts offered there at AGM Auto. They restore classic cars, classic trucks. If you still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn, put up with a tarp. AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty each and every restoration project they begin. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Also dial them by telephone at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. AGM Auto, if you look them up on Facebook, you may see a 62 Ford restored, a 72 Monte Carlo, maybe even a 72 Chevelle. Restoration. Enjoy what they do, and you will too. Up and in the bat. Top of the second inning. Going to be the four-hitter number four, Kyle Price. Kyle Price, right-handed batter's box. A little bit of a closed stance. Handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Right on time is Kyle Price. 0-1 count. Here comes a wind and the second pitch from Brooks. Swung on, going to be a ground ball, second base. Gutwein fields it. Throw next door, get the put out. With Lucas Gerke, there's one out from the top of the second inning. Next batter will step in for Riverton Park. Be the five-hitter, number 11, Ben Todd. Ben Todd is the DH. He's batting in place of second baseman, number 3, Blake Todd. Todd, Ben Todd. Sure they communicate. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. 0-1 count. Ben Todd wears number 11. He's a junior class member. Wearing number 3, Blake Todd. He's playing second base. He is a sophomore. Here comes the second pitch. Hung on, ground foul ball. Going to be picked up by Jackson. Count goes 0-2. Balls, two strikes. High hitter, Ben Todd. For Riverton Park, here comes the pitch. Playing a miss, so setting down swinging. Keith Brooks picks up another strikeout. Two out here in the top of the second. Batter going to step in, six hitter. Number 10, Jackson Weil. Jackson Weil does the catching. The Panthers, right-handed batter. Comes in, full swing, ground ball. Going to be fielded by Butel. He'll throw on the run. They call him out at first base. Was right on time. Ball was in the glove. Such thing as tie goes to the runner. It's already in the ebbing of the glove. So the Knights get out of the inning. And three more to the plate. They get out in order. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. After 1.5, Knights 2, Panthers 0. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Your Home Away From Home. Home Away From Home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida? Don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that Home Away From Home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious town home with a private pool. Available for short-term. The long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination. Northeastern Polk County. Its proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches? 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, New Smyrna beaches. Who and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car? When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. Inquire. You can direct your emails to 353captiva@gmail.com. And that address is 353captiva@gmail.com. That's your home away from home. Going to throw one down second base. Jackson Wild, Frozen Rope. Throw it around the infield. Nice to go send to the plate. Number 11, the nine-hitter, Mikey Stapleton. Time to get to the nine-hitter. You might be talking about a leadoff batter, such as Mikey Stapleton, in the bottom of the second inning, in the batter's box. Riding the pitcher, Jonah Hopkins. Just that glove will step back on the rubber, pitch from the windup. First pitch to Stapleton. It went away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Infield playing regular depth straight away. Outfield playing him to pull the ball. You know, full swing, foul back to the screen. One count to Stapleton. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Jonah Hopkins. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one up. Double on the infield. Put stop, going to call it. He'll catch it right behind second base. Out the dirt. Which is made by Eli Roberts. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. So he's going to lead off again. The first batter for the Knights, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein has played in all 29 games. Has been 19 plate appearances. 82 at-bats. First pitch to Gutwein. Side ball one. Hudson Gutwein batting average of .278. Base percentage is .434. He got 22 hits on the season. 15 are singles. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian, inside half, strike called. Hudson Gutwein has 22 singles. He has one double and one triple. Then there comes a wind and a 1-1 pitch. Going to take a drive to right center. Going to get a base hit. Going to get the gap. Going to get by both outfielders. Going to be picked up at the fence. Center fielder Wyatt Koch. Coach Bournet brings him all the way around to third base. Hudson Gutwein will slide in. Hudson Gutwein will add second. Now has two triples on the season. Oh, one out. Wine is at third base. Stepping in is a two-hitter, Gavin Boutel, the baseman. Gavin Boutel also has played in all 29 games. With one plate appearances, 83 at-bats from Hopkins. Outside edge, strike call. Might have been outside half. Knee high, count goes 0-1 to Boutel. Boutel batting .325 in that right-handed batter's box. On base percentage of .412. Here comes the second pitch. Going to take a shot right back at the middle. Going to hit the grass. Going to pop in the glove of Wyatt Koch. Coming in to score from third base. Second time scoring in today's ballgame is Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein has now scored 41 runs, 41 runs on the season, well above any other night. Gavin Boutel picks up an RBI. Boutel picks up RBI number 21 on the season. Left-handed batter's box stepping in, Lucas Gerke. Now a stretch, second first base out of the stretch, now the set, Jonah Hopkins, first pitch to Gerke. Side of ball. Ball's going to get by the catcher, just barely. Jackson Weil. Retrieve it. The second base on a misplayed baseball is Boutel. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter's box, Lucas Gerke. Then out of stretch, check second. Sad, here comes the pitch. they'll take it the other way, a foul ball way out of play. Left-handed batter's box, Lucas Gerkey. Swing the bat. Those hands come through the zone rather quickly. Lucas Gerkey, mention on the season, batting 289. Now a set position. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins. Taking pitch, finished above the zone. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Lucas Gerkey, 109 plate appearances, 76 at-bats. 95 on-base percentage. Set Hopkins, here comes the pitch. Going to foul another one back out of play. In that box, 2-2 count. Luke Gerkey, 22 hits on the season, 17 are singles. That's 5 doubles. The set, here comes the 2-2 from Hopkins. Velocity on the fastball finishes outside, ball 3. Lucas Gerkey, 27 RBI on the season, leads the team. Just behind him is Brent Robbins. Swing and a miss. They'll set him down swinging. Gerkey will jog back to the dugout. There are 2 out in the bottom of the second inning. The runner aboard at second base the night is Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, base hit, RBI. Roxanne Hudson Gulwine. Stepping into bat is Jackson Kane. And he's in the batter's box. To Kane. First pitch, breaking pitch, finished a bit above the zone, ball 1. To Kane's also played in all 29 games. 107 plate appearances, 79 at bats. Alice said, Hopkins checks second base. Here's the pitch. Side and tight. Jackson thought it might hit him once again. Hit by pitch in his first at bat. That one was in the batter's box with him. He thought it was going to hit him on the shin. The Jets did not. 2 balls, no strikes. Out of the box, here comes the pitch from Hopkins. He'll foul one right side out of play. Falls, 1 strike. Jackson Kane taking his strike. His cut at the baseball. First cut belongs to him. 2-1 count, 2 outs. Jackson Kane, 278 batting average. He has climbed that average about 64 points in less than 2 weeks' time. Comes in, short hop, good block, good catch by Jackson Weil. Goes 3-1. Balls, 1 strike. Jackson may see a good pitch right here. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch will take it the other way. Base hit in the right field, set by Kyle Price. Scoring from second base is Gavin Boutel. Jackson Kane, the single and an RBI. Coach Borden is going to run for him. He's the catcher. 2 outs. They'll put his gear on. Alvin Reisman go out and do the running. Jackson Kane. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 20 for the night. Aiden Minnick. Aiden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. 1 aboard. Calvin Reisman. Adding in position. Good running for Jackson Kane. Pickoff move to first base. A.J. Goff does not apply a tag. Coming back in is 20. Minnick. Working out a stretch. Looks at first base. Now the set. Pitch to Minnick. Long set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Base hit into right field. Got between the second baseman and first baseman on the ground. Rolled into right field. Picked up by Kyle Price. Caden Minnick has another base hit on the season. He now has 27 hits. 22 singles. So stepping into bat is Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, last time up, he flew out center field. Sacrifice fly, scored the first run. Run scored by Hudson Gutwein. He scored twice in the ballgame, and we're in the bottom of the second inning. A set, check second base. It's off the back, Hopkins. Body hovering, second base. Well aware of that, runners at first and second base. Getting the lead. Checking first, checking second. Now the set position. To Brent Robbins is inside, ball 1. Brent Robbins, right-handed batter's box. Center fielder Wyatt Koch is playing him to pull the baseball. Tommy went the other way. Alvis said, comes the pitch. Side, tight, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two out. Hikes have two aboard first and second base. Have two runs in here in the second. Runs in the first. It's a 4-0 contest. Here comes the pitch. Comes in above the zone. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Looking for that hand-over-fist strike zone. That ball was above hand-over-fist strike zone. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins. Outside, ball four. So Brent Robbins going to jog down to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Charlie Martin going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Kept two out. Three aboard. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 30, Gus Sandberg. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. They buy, they sell, they trade. They'll help you to finance quality car, truck, or SUV. They have preferred low mileage and one-owner automobiles. For Ian Fishers, they're in Noblesville, Hamilton County stores. You can visit them online. Stop by on site. FritzandFishers.com for IBZ. So with two outs, stepping in, Gus Sandberg. Put back in the rubber on a Hopkins. Now a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Sandberg. Above the zone, ball one. Pretty good velocity. He's trying to find that release point. Letting go of the ball just a tad bit early. Working out a stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. Hung on, ground ball. Shortstop Eli Roberts. He'll get the force out at third base. Riverton Park is out of the inning. The Knights leave three aboard. Two runs here in the bottom of the second inning. There's two complete. Eight, four. Panthers, zero. The Panthers are going to bat here in the top of the third inning. Also mentioned, baseball game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks. Incorporated, Thomas Docks, they build high-quality, custom-built waterfront products and services. So Docks, lifts, D-Walls, they have dock accessories, green services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated, them on the web at thomasdocks.com, located at 20799 Riverwood Avenue, that's in Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Thomas Docks, they are locally owned and operated. Have been since 1993. Dial them by telephone at 317-774-3790. And Thomas Docks, 317-774-3790, are open day through Friday, 9 a.m., 5 p.m. or by appointment. Thomas Docks, you can choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects for Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, test capabilities for across the United States. Thomas Docks, Noblesville. So let's throw a frozen rope to second base. Around the horn. The next batter to step in. Got to help himself. The pitcher, 35, Jonah Hopkins. Freshman class member. Freshman class member, Jonah Hopkins. First pitch from Brooks. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. To set back in. Ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 35 in the box. That's number seven, Jonah Hopkins. Step back in. Him to pull slightly in center field is Brent Robbins. Robbins standing in the sun. The rest of the field almost shaded. Pitch comes in low, ball three. Mentioned Cade Minnick in right field. He's in the sun. A field. Dick Suppinger in the shade. Comes a 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball four. Jonah Hopkins is going to get aboard with a four-pitch walk. Jog to first base. And Coach Charlie Martin is going to run for him. Pull him off the base pad. Send out a courtesy runner. Courtesy runner wears number 33. It's Carson Cox. He's a senior. Listed as an outfielder, he's 5'10", 160. 33, Carson Cox. He's running at first base. Jonah Hopkins, the pitcher. So nobody out. Stepping in, eight hitter, number one, Eli Roberts. Shortstop for the Panthers. Working out a stretch and a set. Kickoff move. Face back safely. Lucas Gerke does not apply a tag. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane. Out of set, he'll check first. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Ball. One, Eli Roberts. Ball, no strikes. And he entered batter's box. A little bit of an open stance. Finds that open stance can help you to see the baseball more clearly. The pitcher's delivery. There's the bunt. Pulls the bat back. Is called strike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Keaton Brooks is the pitch. Outside snap throw to first base by Jackson Kane. Back safely. Base. 33, Carson Cox. So stepping back in, right-handed batter's box. Ball, one strike. And looking at Sagles, Keaton Brooks. Out of the set. Check base is the pitch. Outside, ball three. Timeout on the diamond, Jackson Kane. They got some information from the dugout. And they're jog out and have a little conversation there. Jackson Kane does wear an earpiece. I think I was watching Riverton Park earlier in the ball game. I should say their earlier game today. It looked like they were taking signals the old-fashioned way from the dugout. Count. The pitches called. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is the first season that they're allowing an earpiece for the catcher. Transmitted by a coach in the dugout. Pitch comes in outside and low. Ball four. Brooks has walked two consecutively. A timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdain make a visit. The pitcher's rubber batter in the lineup is going to be the ninth hitter, 23, center fielder Wyatt Coke. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment, 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community. It's 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they are family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they supply farmers, landscapers, contractors, homeowners of Central Indiana. Line of new and used John Deere products. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Open Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. In Hamilton County, right there along U.S. 31, northern Hamilton County. At the 276th Street interchange. Stepping into bat, 23, Wyatt Coke. Runners aboard, first and second base for the Panthers, nobody out. Pitch, breaking pitch, back door. In there for a strike. Keaton Brooks, left-handed hurdler, facing the righty. Right-handed batter, 23, Wyatt Coke. Nicely placed, back door curveball. All one strike, working out a stretch. Man, looking at second base out of the stretch. Now the set position. Check second. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Bringing a miss. The foul tip is gloved by Jackson. Bringing a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Two aboard for the Panthers here in the top of the third inning. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside, ball one. Ball, two strikes. Bullpen activity down the left field line. Riverton Park. Mosley there at second base. Mosley at first, not being held on by Lucas Gerke. Breaking pitch in there for strike three. Cross the dish. Strike. There's one out here in the top of the third. Batter in the lineup, we're going to see A.J. Goff. Left-handed batter, A.J. Goff, where's number two? Played in all the games. I have one game left. I do not have this afternoon's ball game in my stats. 55 games, A.J. Goff, 92 played appearances, 69 at-bats. He's batting 420. Left-handed batter's box. First pitch to Goff. He's a checky swing. Going to be a strike call by the home plate umpire. No help needed. Balls, one strike. A.J. Goff, 554 on base percentage. He leads the team. He has 29 hits, so leads the team. Out of set, here comes the pitch to Goff. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. A.J. Goff, he has 29 hits. He has 20 singles. He has 8 doubles. There's one triple. As crossed home play, he has scored 32 runs. Also leads the team. Here comes the pitch, high and tight. A one. One ball, two strikes. A.J. Goff is just a member of the junior class. He's 6 foot tall. Weighing him in at 160. Might be a little more than 160. Here comes the pitch. Lays off of it. Breaking pitch finishes away. Ball two. Balls, two strikes. A lot of fans think that they are umpires. They are not licensed. Except the gentleman to my left might be licensed. They're going to work from the stretch again. Brooks, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, that's going to get him. Decided not to swing. That breaking pitch is right across the dish. There are two out. Stepping into bat, the two-hitter number 14, Colette Sanders. Sanders, he plays left field for Coach Charlie Martin. Two runners aboard, Panthers, first and second base. Out. Top of the third, here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Team Colette Sanders, member of the sophomore class. Back in. Peering in, looking at singles, Keaton Brooks. Checks second base out of the stretch. Checks it again. Out of the set position. Comes a 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball for a strike. One ball, one strike. At Sanders, where's number 14? In 25 games, 77 plate appearances. He won at bats. Comes a 1-1 pitch from Brooks. Made a miss. 1-2 count. Sanders. Sanders on the season, batting average of 262. 392 on base percentage. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Picked up in a hurry and tagged out near home plate. Jackson Kane gets the put out with the tag. Well, the Panthers lead two on board. Come up empty. And at the end of 2.5, Knights 4, there's 0. Also mentioned, today's ball game is in part being brought to you. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Deep company. Just thinking about residential or corporate relocations. Know a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability, something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Happiness, her success are two of the same. The real estate lady with the high real estate IQ. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 217-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. And Riverton Park is going to go with their second pitcher in the ballgame. A long relief into the pitcher's rubber. Number five, Charlie Belcher. Charlie Belcher enters the ballgame. He was third baseman. He moves over from third base. Charlie Belcher was number five. He's a junior class member. Belcher has an ERA of 2.08. The lowest ERA. The Panthers pitching staff. He's got five wins, two losses. This is appearance number 10. He has eight starts during the season. He has four ball games. 40 1/3 innings pitched on the season. He's given up 38 hits, 25 runs, 12 are earned. He's walked 23. He has struck out 47. He's faced 192 batters. He's thrown a total of 701 pitches. But in Brooks, the windup comes the pitch from Belcher. High above the zone, a bit outside, ball one. So Belcher getting the nod right here. Moves over from third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Pitching out of stretch primarily. Then as a relief pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Foul one, back left side, out of play. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks on the season. His batting average is climbing. It's above 300 at 301 on the season. He's played in 28 games, 85 plate appearances, 73 at-bats. As mentioned, 301, 393 on base. Comes in, outside edge, strike called. Goes 1-2. So 1-2, Kim. He's got 22 hits on the season. 20 are singles. He has two doubles. And looking at singles, catcher Jackson Weil. Here comes the wind, Belcher. Back to a curveball, misses outside. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, Keaton Brooks. Trying to get himself aboard, trying to help his own cause as the pitcher for the Knights. Comes the pitch at 2-2. Side, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Keaton Brooks, 16 RBI on the season. He's got 40. Quality at bat. He's been to the plate 85 times. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on. A ground ball, third base. Put by third baseman. He'll throw across the diamond. It'll be safe at first. Brooks gets himself aboard. Bourdain make an adjustment to bring Brooks out of the ballgame. A run for him. He's going to send out 25 Vincent Kalenko. Nico is a sophomore. He's 6 feet tall, 155. Is listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. To do the base running here. Courtesy running. Keaton Brooks, the pitcher. Stepping into bat, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton, number 11. Nine hitter in the lineup. He's batting second in the inning. Out of set, first pitch from Belcher. Swung on, he'll pop one foul, straight back, out of play. Try to catch it. I'll catch it on a hop. One strike on Mikey Stapleton. One count. He'll step back in. Hit him 26 games. Mikey Stapleton was under the weather for two or three games. Had his starting job back. He's at 366. Out of set, here comes the pitch, and square the bunt. Going to get by the glove of Jackson Weil. Bunt needed. Hugging over to second base on the misplayed baseball is Vincent Kalenko. Nobody out, 1-1 count. Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton has 90 plate appearances, 71 at-bats. As mentioned, 366 average, 435 on base percentage. Comes in, crosses the zone, strike call. Ball, two strikes. Step back in, Mikey Stapleton. He has 26 hits. Season 23 are singles. has two doubles, and he has one home run. That home run hit at Riverton Park back in the cold part of the season, March the 27th. Keith Stapleton took it the other way down the right field line. But back in, one ball, two strikes. Reset. Elter. Long ground ball. Shortstop. Then he'll throw across the diamond and get the strong arm put out with A.J. Goff. Nice play at shortstop by Eli Roberts. So staying put at second base is Telenko. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter to step in third time. The ball game is Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein has himself aboard a couple of times in the game. So he picked up a triple his last at-bat. Set. Charlie Belcher checks second base. Checks it again. Here comes the pitch to Gutwein. Side edge. Strike call. No balls. One strike. Line going to step back in. Working out a stretch. Charlie Belcher is number five. Third base is Brody McConnell, the Panthers. Out of set, checks second base. I'm called, granted, Gutwein. That's a long time to stare at a pitcher. Time to concentrate when that ball is going to leave his hand at about 80-plus miles per hour. Here comes the pitch to Gutwein. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Called strike. Count goes 0-2. Gutwein. Runner at second base tonight is Vincent Telenko. Out of set. He's got a different type of approach for the set. Comes in, foul ball straight back. And Gutwein going to stay in the box with that 0-2 count. So 22, Brody McConnell. He's the third baseman, as we make a note right here on the piece of paper. 2 count. Looking out of set. Check second base. The 0-2 pitch. Taking pitch in there for a strike. Kind of throws up to Gutwein. He watches it go across the dish. He has no complaints. Two outs on the diamond. Bottom of the third inning. And in the bat, 17, Gavin Boutel. Last time got a base hit. Now set position. Check second base, first pitch to Boutel. You know, foul one straight back. Top of the screen. No balls, one strike. Charlie Belcher in short and long relief. Man, looking at signals. Out of the set position. Here comes the 0-1 to Boutel. Check second again is the pitch. Foul ball. To stay right there at home plate. Got Jackson Wild just barely. Home plate umpire Dan Adams. The baseball out, hands it to the pitcher. Giving some time for Jackson Wild to recuperate. He's fine. Just a customary addition. An umpire or a catcher to take care of one another. No balls, two strikes to Boutel. Balls made live. Two out. Bottom of the third. Runner at second base is Vincent Telenko. He's batting. He's actually hunting for Keaton Brooks. Ball's going to get by the catcher, Jackson Wild. Telenko moves over to third base. That'd be a wild pitch. It was wide outside. Not sure. Not for me to call. So the hit department, the error department on the scoreboard, not functioning. It's not working quite right, but the rest of the board doing just fine. Working out a stretch, now the set. Charlie Belcher, here's the pitch. Side, ball two. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. For third base is Telenko. Sophomore athlete. Now the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 2-2. A shot to right side. Missed foul territory. Can be caught by A.J. Goff.
first baseman. He gloves it with that great big first baseman's glove, great big girth. So three outs here in the bottom of the third. Knights come up empty. Third, three complete. Four. So it's zero. So it's going to come to the plate here in the top of the fourth. Also mentioned, today's ball game is being brought to you in part by Arcadia Industrial Park Storage in Arcadia, Indiana. Right there by the ballpark. Near Howard Avenue, Ollie Street intersects. There's a ballpark, and you'll see right there, there's horizontal right beside the railroad track, two big buildings. The building is for individual garage door storage type units. The other thing is a mammoth pole barn for interior storage. Interior storage is store boats, RVs, or just automobiles. They have outdoor storage also, a great big parking lot. It's been compacted. The rock parking lot. Outdoor storage is always available. Contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. We go online. The website is www.aipsdiana.com. Again, that's aipsdiana.com. Dial them up at 317-774-1500. Again, 317-774-1500. Stepping in right here into batter's box. Number five, Charlie Belcher, pitcher of record. Panthers, first pitch from Brooks. Inside tight, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Right here in the batter's box, going to step back in. We're going to talk to Bob Cummings here in just a minute after this half inning. We'll talk to the official groundskeeper of Central Catholic. Pitch comes in outside edge, strike called. Count goes one and one. Stepping back in. Number five, Charlie Belcher. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Outside of ball. Falls one strike. Belcher, usually a pitcher. Pretty good eyesight of that strike zone. Belcher, no exception. Pitch comes in and take one in center field. Going to loft it up, backing up just a bit. And the catch in center field is Bren Robbins. One out in the top of the fourth inning. So next batter going to step in. Number four, Kyle Price. Kyle Price, or hitter. There's number four. Handed batter's box. It's 25 games, 82 plate appearances, 60 at-bats. Pitch backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Brooks, Kyle Price, batting average of .233, .420 on base percentage. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Kyle Price. Kyle Price has 14 hits, 10 are singles, 3 are doubles. He has one round tripper. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, he'll set him down looking. Kyle Price will walk back to the dugout. With two outs, stepping in, the hitter for 11, Ben Todd. Ben Todd, the DH in the ballgame. And Todd is a junior class member, adding in place of second baseman Blake Todd. Sophomore was number three. Swings, foul ball back to the screen, 0-1 count. Stepping back in, Ben Todd. H, pitcher from the windup. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Backdoor curveball misses high, ball one. Ball, one strike. Fouls. Top of the fourth inning, here comes the pitch. Low for ball two. Balls, one strike. Working from the windup, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Side of ball, count goes 3-1. 3-1 count. Third batter here in the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four. A five-pitch walk,
rescued Ben Tye, the DH. Jogs down to first base. The batter takes his gear off. That's Jackson Weil. Jackson Weil going to step in. Number 10, he's a sixth hitter. In 24 games, 82 played appearances, 65 at-bats. Adding 292 in that right-handed batter's box. Out of sad, here's the pitch. Side of ball, Jackson King thought about a snap throw to first base. He elected not to. Jackson Weil. Here's an on-base percentage of 402. Out of sad, here comes the pitch. Wayne a miss. Ball ends up out in front of Jackson on a good block. Making sure no base attempt to be taken by Ben Todd. Back in, 1-1 count. And looking at singles, out of stretch, Keaton Brooks. Now the set position is a 1-1 pitch. Low and away, ball two. 1 count. Jackson Weil, the catcher. He's had 19 hits, 16 are singles. 2 doubles, he has 1 home run. Comes in, full cut, foul ball back to the screen. 2-2 count. Jackson Weil. 14 runs scored. He's got 19 RBI on the season. Comes the pitch. Wayne a miss. He'll send him down looking, swinging, and the Knights are out of the inning. The end of 3.5. Knights, 4. There's 0. And we're going to talk right now. Head groundskeeper of Central Catholic Knights. I tell you what, you do a tremendous job, Mr. Cummings, and this field looks absolutely plush.
Well, we appreciate it. We work hard on it. I've got a crew of 3 guys, and it takes all of us. We take a lot of pride in all of our fields here at Central Catholic, and we enjoy the compliments and from the spectators and the other teams.
I tell you what, this football field is amazing. You got that Bermuda grass, almost football season when you think about it.
Yeah, we've got a blend, Bermuda and bluegrass. We're in Purdue, we're one of the only cases, especially this part of Indiana, that has that. As soon as we transition out of getting through the regional, we'll hold the regional in baseball next weekend. As we get through there, then it's full speed ahead on the football field, getting it ready. And, of course, we've been working on it all season now, but we'll transition over it and start getting it ready for football in August.
I tell you what, Mr. Cummings, I know you got guys helping you. I've seen you sweat out here working on the ball field.
There's been some blood, sweat, and tears associated with taking care of all this, and but we enjoy it. We like the end results. And I think the teams and all the players and fans that come here and RCC people, I think they appreciate it. So that's enough for me.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks for being our guest.
Okay, you're welcome.
And we'll go ahead and mention 2019 field, Gordon Lemmy Field, was selected as the nicest field in the nation. Got a plaque right there at the entryway. And first pitch comes in, strike called, Lucas Gerke. This is the head groundskeeper, Mr. Bob Cummings. He does a tremendous job. He mowed this baseball field between the games before this final game down to just basically nothing. A bunt right now would probably travel farther than one would anticipate. Grass is mowed really short. So ball gets by the catcher there. 1-1. Harley Belcher. From the stretch, here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 2. Belcher trying to find that release point once again. Belcher mentioned, where's number 5? Charlie Belcher, a junior class member, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds. Belcher listed as a catcher and a pitcher. Out of stretch, now the set. Here comes 2-1 pitch. Gerke, right called. Count goes even at 2-2. Belcher being made to work a little bit harder. pitcher's rubber, picking that ball up. They'll step back in the rubber, peer in, look for signals. Action Wild, the catcher. Now a stretch, now the set, comes a 2-2 pitch to Lucas Gerke. Take a shot, it'd be a foul ball the other way. It'll go out of play. He'll stay in that box with a 2-2 count. Lucas Gerke, the season, has 77 quality at-bats. At leads the team. Now a stretch, now the set, comes a 2-2 pitch again. Backdoor curveball just misses outside. 3-2 count to Gerke. Luke Gerke has walked 27 times on the season. That also leads the team. Comes a 3-2 pitch. Upside, ball four. So Gerke going to pick up another walk. Jog down and pick up walk number 28 on the season. Jackson King going to bring a ball replacement to the home plate umpire for Dan Adams. I tell you what, Dan Adams runs a classroom for baseball umpires. I've never experienced a better one than that out of Kokomo. Dan Adams, one of the best men as a man I've ever met. Out of set, the first base, Jackson King, first pitch. Hey, really got him. Ball one. So Lucas Gerke is at first base. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Ball, no strikes. Him to pull severely at shortstop, Eli Roberts. He's the pitch. Pitch comes in above the zone, ball two. Charlie Belcher getting really close to finding that release point. Working out a stretch, peering in. Looking at signals, check first base. Out of stretch, now the set position. Comes the 2-0 pitch to Kane. A shot, foul ball near the bullpen. They'll go near the corner. And the count goes 2-1 as he gets around on that one. A heartbeat. Right into the batter's box, Jackson Kane. Steps back in, taps the plate far and near. And looking at signals. Charlie Belcher out of the set. Second base. Out of the set, you're going to call time. Jackson Kane granted time just too long to concentrate. Pitcher wants to set position for that long. Ball's live. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Kane. Charlie Belcher and another long set. Long set. Here's the pitch. Taking off for second base. Comes in. There, Jackson Weil. It's going to be a stolen base. Second base. Right now, he's Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke picks up stolen base number 11. 7 stolen bases. Lucas has been thrown out 3 times. We're going to now stretch. Now the set becomes a 3-1 pitch to Jackson Kane. Long set. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in above the zone, ball four. So Jackson Kane going to go to first base once again. Bournet going to let him run with nobody out. What's that? First and second coming out to run for him, and Coach Bournet waves it off. Jackson's going to run. Jackson's got wheels. Shows those wheels in the fall on the football field. The set. The first pitch to Caden Minnick, number 20, right fielder. Here's the pitch. Going to square the bunt. Airborne. Going to hit the grass. Picked up by the catcher and nowhere to throw it. Charlie Belcher was nearby. Out of the not allowed a throw from catcher Axon Weil because they were both in the same vicinity. Close proximity. No throw made to first base. Caden Minnick probably going to get credit for a infield bunt hit. And we're going to see Jackson King jog off the diamond now. Calvin Reisman, sophomore, going to run out to second base. Run for Jackson. Body out. This is loaded. It's batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 4-0 contest stepping in Brent Robbins. Infield is in. Todd Roberts not quite at the lip of the grass at shortstop. Out the set, first pitch to Robbins. Spot a ball. It's going to get by the glove of catcher Jackson Weil. Then the score from third base is Lucas Gerke. So runners move up 90 feet. Aboard second and third base, one run in the fourth inning for the Knights. And Robbins looking for signals, none given. Just a hand clap signal. Coach Bourdain, right-handed batter's box. At the set position, here's the pitch. Ground ball, Eli Roberts, shortstop. He's going to come to the plate. Ball couldn't be caught. It was a high throw of Jackson Weil. Was going to have to bring that ball down in a hurry to make the tag. It was going to be difficult. They try a fielder's choice. And I'm making it to second base is Brent Robbins. Well, he'll be called a fielder's choice. He will not get credit for a single or a double. He got credit for an RBI. So Brent Robbins picks up RBI 27 on the season. Stepping in, Sandberg comes the pitch from Belcher. Side ball one. Gus Sandberg, he's played in 21 ball games, this is 22. 62 plate appearances, 49 at-bats, 286 in that right-handed batter's box, 419 on base percentage. Out of set, Belcher, long set, and time called. Gus Sandberg, granted, that is a long time to set position. Remember back, first game of the season, Shipton, pitcher, wanted to step off the back three times in a row. Near ground ball, first base. Had some English on it. Going to get by the glove of A.J. Goff. Coming in to score for the Knights. Two runs, Caden Minnick, Brent Robbins. And they're going to probably throw that ball out of the ballgame. Sandberg hit that ball in such a manner. Probably ripped the cover. They're looking at it right now. That ball had spin on it. He's going to jog off the diamond. Gus Sandberg probably going to get credit for a base hit. Jay Goff couldn't field it. Had English on it. I mean, severe English. And it just skimmed, hit the grass, and immediately moved to the left. Well, it's kind of an unordinary type of hit. It'll be a base hit, I'm quite sure. Sandberg. So Sandberg is off the diamond. He's given up his duty at running at first base. He's have one runner aboard. Keaton Brooks going to step in. Nobody out. Belcher pitching from a stretch. One runner aboard. Out of set position. PRM. Out of set. First pitch to Brooks. Taking off for second base. They're going to try to throw it out. It's going to bounce in there. He'll go in standing up. It's going to be a stolen base. I'm yet to capture the number of the gentleman running for Gus Sandberg. Get that in a minute. I think it may be Isaac Suffinger. That makes good sense. Isaac Suffinger, credit for pitch comes in tight. They're going to try to check his swing. He did check it. And Riverton Park in disbelief. And that was a definite check swing. One ball, one strike. Suffinger is at second base. Got four stolen bases now on season. He's been caught stealing twice. Comes in tight for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, Keith Brooks, left-handed batter's box. Pitcher of record for the Knights. He's gone four innings. He'll be back out. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, back door, a strike. Belcher, well placed, that breaking pitch. Kemp goes 2-2 to Brooks. Then looking at signals. On the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. It's Isaac Schlesinger. Here comes the pitch. Oh, we're going to get by the glove of Jackson Weil. Schlesinger jogs over to third base. Ball gets loose, goes halfway up the first baseline, foul territory. Belcher picks it up. Ball was in the dirt, might have been a wild pitch. Not for me to say. 3-2 count to Brooks. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, four runs in for the Knights. Here's the pitch. High and away, ball four. So Keaton Brooks going to jog down to first base. Coach Tim Bordenay going to make another adjustment on his lineup. And he's going to go with a courtesy runner once again. And it's going to be Vincent Telenko, the runner for Keaton Brooks. So we're going to see Mikey Stapleton step back in at his box. 26 games total on the season. This is his 27th. Knights have played 29 games. This is number 30. Out of set position, right here in the batter's box, Mikey Stapleton. Runners on the corners. Stapleton calls timeout with that. I don't know if he said anything verbally. I saw the right hand come off the bat. It's a dangerous way to live. I'd call it verbally. Hope get granted time before I put my hands off the bat. Comes in outside edge. Strike called. Balls, one strike. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. He's 366. That right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at singles. Stretch, now the set. Charlie Belcher, here's the pitch. Right across the dish, strike two. Slide in, second base. Telenko, Knights have runners at second and third base. Balls, two strikes. Mike Stapleton. Nobody out. Working out a stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Picking pitch, got him, locks him up, no swing. Go down looking, and there's one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Evidence, that is number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, last time, got on base, stole his 19th base at second base on the season. Comes a pitch. Gutwein fouls it back to the screen. No balls, one strike. He's wearing the white uniforms with the pinstripes and the navy blue stirrups. Now stretch, now the set. Checks third base. Lee Belcher, here's the pitch. Swing a miss. Going to be a foul ball. Foul ball off the bat. Everybody staying put. Kind of watching a silent movie. Phones on. You can hear a little bit. But you can, hard to tell of the foul tip because the base runners weren't moving. Ball, two strikes to Gutwein. Here comes the pitch from Belcher. Short off the glove. And might have got Dan Adams in the face guard. Face guard is a precious item. Probably the best $60 or $80 umpire behind the plate has ever spent. To what? Dick's Sporting Goods. Academy Sports down there in Carmel. Great. Pretty good score. Comes a 1-2 pitch. Gutwein. Tight. Going to be hit by pitch. Gutwein jogs down. And Gutwein adds to his hit by pitches on the season. It goes from 15 to 16. All right, 16. 16 hit by pitches. Now he's going to be in the record book. It's Bordenay. Bordenay is in that record book. I looked at quite a few of them. Bordenay has 10 triples his senior year at Central Catholic. I understand he plays shortstop at Central Catholic to play for the Boilermakers across town and second base there. Oh, Hudson Gutwein now 16 hit by pitches on the season. And Riverton Park, just half of that,
five pitches on the season, A.J. Goff. Stepping in the back, Davin Butel. I take that back. We're going to see Alex Schumer. But Schumer going to step in at the end of the batter's box. Sophomore athlete. Working out a stretch, now the set. Bases loaded for Schumer. He's going to pop one up on the infield. Territory playable, but they won't get to it. It's right there nearby, the on-deck circle. Central Catholic, and Alex Schumer lives on with a drop right there. That's a long way to go for A.J. Goff and a long way to go for Jackson Weil, the catcher. And Alex Schumer, say it's better to be lucky than good, but I think Alex Schumer is both. She's loaded, working out set. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Schumer. Outside half, swipe called. 0-2 count to Schumer. Schumer came off the bricks. He was on the bench. Chiborne puts him in the ballgame to bat the 2 spot. The set, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, going to be a fair ball down the... Nope, they're going to call a foul. Foul ball is the call by the A-position umpire. So he calls it foul, so it is foul forever. Oh, will never be fair. I got to talk about that Little League World Series last year. They changed the call. The base umpire called it foul, went to a review and called it fair. The pitcher on the rubber here, Belcher, is playing soft with the foot on the rubber. It's the ball because you got to pitch it between both chalk lines. Loose and Steppens are going to get back to third base. So one ball, two strikes. Schumer, left-handed batter's box. His brother, Ryan Schumer, just got done with his first year. Alvin University in Michigan playing baseball. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Be around home plate. Going to be picked up by on-deck batter. Gaskirky. So he'll step back in with a 1-2 count. Now a stretch, now the set. Harley Belcher checks the base runners. Here's the pitch. Got to first base. A.J. Goff gloves it. That big first baseman's glove steps on the bag. Are two outs. The quality at bat for Schumer. That's quality at bat. Number 12. How Schumer stepped in for that at bat. 21 plate appearances, 15 bats. But two outs stepping in. Lucas Gerke. Who's at second and third base? Hyde runs in here in the fourth inning for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Side edge, strike called. No balls, one strike. Lucas Gerke. 289 batting average, 495 on base percentage. Alisette, Charlie Belcher, comes the 0-1. Swing on, it'll go foul territory. It's going to drop, no man's land. And a good chase is Fletch Sanders. The shortstop, Eli Roberts. So they'll toss it back in. Balls, two strikes to Gerke. Gerke on the season, 22 hits, 17 are singles. He has 5 doubles. As mentioned, he is tied, Cade Minnick, 27 RBI each. But said, here comes the 0-2. New strike 3. Save right there, the kneecaps. Knights are out of the inning. They leave 2 aboard. They pick up 5 runs in the bottom of the 4th inning. After 4 completes, Knights 9, Panthers 0. Panthers are going to come to the plate top of the 5th inning. And again, we'll mention this game is in part brought to you. CNNSports.com, internet radio sports since 2008. To support education-based school varsity sports. Fall in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball football in the fall, then Blue Devils football and basketball in the winter. Blue Devils boys basketball. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Camino and Company. That's Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino and Company in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Camino and Company is a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. Mascot of Camino and Company is a 1984 El Camino, an SS. Belongs to my dad, it's V.E. Witham. Belongs to Carly, my daughter. She runs the Camino and Company. She runs it well, feverishly. She moves everywhere. She borrows that El Camino once in a while at the homestead. She'll bring her car over. She'll trade vehicles, and she'll go work at a flower business. She does a lot of weddings and whatnot, and their goal at Camino and Company is to please each customer. Their concept, our completion, explore the website Camino-AND-Company.com. Stepping in, again, 35, Jonah Hopkins. First pitch from Brooks. Side half, strike called. No balls, one strike. Jonah Hopkins started this ballgame as the pitcher. The freshman class member, you're going to foul one back out of play. No balls, two strikes. Jonah Hopkins, he's played in 24 games, 75 plate appearances, 60 at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. Good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-2. Jonah Hopkins, right-handed batter's box. He has a .217 average. It's nothing to shake your head about on base percentage. 3-1. Comes a pitch from Brooks. A curveball just misses above the zone. Jonah Hopkins has 13 hits on the season. 11 are singles. Has 2 doubles. Out of wide, here comes a 2-2. Foul this one down the line, right side. The play. A lot of young kids here chasing foul balls. Now these foul balls are precious. They are not inexpensive. They're about $5 a ball. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball 3. 3-2 count. Jonah Hopkins is in the midst of a quality at bat. Open should be a close stance right there. Here comes a wind, the 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball 4. Hopkins going to jog down to first base. When Hopkins picks up walk number 14, he's aboard. Nobody out. Stepping in, number 1, Eli Roberts, the 8 hitter. Shortstop, Coach Martin. And he did batter's box. First pitch, strike called, outside edge. Eli Roberts, 1 count. It's number 1. He's got a batting average in that right-handed batter's box. 5. On base percentage, 33. Pitch comes in. Back to a curveball. Misses outside. Goes 1-1. Just step back in. Tap the plate. Now the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Foul back to the screen. 1-2 count. Roberts. Jonah Hopkins is at first base. Nobody out. Panthers batting in the top of the 5th inning. Now a stretch. Now a set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Gutwein fields it. He'll flip it to Mikey Stapleton. Get the out at second base, but they will not get the out at first. Stapleton's throw off target. Going to be an error on the throw, and they throw the ball back to second base. They nearly get Eli Roberts. But into second base, he's safe. So one out. Bordnay going to jog out. Going to talk to the third base umpire. I will mention third base umpire. He's younger than the other two, but earlier, the 11 o'clock game, that third base umpire had the plate. I thought he did an exceptional job on balls and strikes. Bornay gonna push an issue here. They're going to talk amongst themselves, home plate umpire, third base umpire. They're going to bring all three together, talk about this. Might have been something like a no-slide rule or no peel-off. Put his hand up. But they do have a no-slide, no-peel rule in high school baseball. If you don't slide or get out of the way of the throw going to first base, they're both out. I have seen that gun it's gone uncalled. So they're going to play on. Talk about it. And then they play on. There is no replay. Say what the NBA replays is about crazy. And I think the microphone liked for the referees. And they have to make some different decisions. So no balls, one strike. We're at second base. Here comes a pitch. Cy Roberts is at second base doing a base running. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Batter's box, nine hitter, number 23, Wyatt Coke. He is the center fielder. He's played a good center field position this ball game. Comes the 0-1, they're going to pick off move. Pirouette, no throw by Brooks. Timing play. Mike Stapleton was there to take the throw. No throw made. 0-1 count. Out of the set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch to Coke. You know, one right side, foul ball, going to go out of play. Giving it a good look. It's baseman. Lucas Gerke ran out of real estate. So he'll step back in. Wyatt Coke. Balls, two strikes. Fly. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks out of the stretch. Lissette becomes a pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Stay in the box with that 0-2 count. Wyatt Coke, number 23. He's a member of the senior class. Pitcher and an outfielder. Ball's made live. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Brooks, Wyatt Coke. Outside of ball. 1-2 count. Trying to paint that outside edge. Safe pitch. Brooks. Nothing doing. Wyatt Coke. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-2. Short curveball misses outside. 2-2 count. 2-2 count. One out. Eli Roberts doing the base running. He's at second base for the Panthers. Out of set position. Brooks is the pitch. Side low. Ball three. Keaton Brooks pitching delicately. The nine hitter. 23, Wyatt Coke. Runner at second base. Eli Roberts. Here comes the pitch. Foul one. Out of play. Right side. 3-2 count, ball replenishment. The nice dugout, Mr. Ryan Johnson, first base coach. Said what, Ryan Johnson does a lot of good effort, especially in the summertime. Squires baseball, he puts tournaments together, and he extends the body of baseball. It'll be a pop line job, line drive right there to second base, picked up out of the air at Hudson Gutwein. And a definite quality at bat by Wyatt Coke. There are now two outs in the top of the fifth. Stepping into bat, A.J. Goff, leadoff batter for Riverton Park. A.J. Goff, batting average of .420, leads the team in batting average. Just a junior class member. Pitch, roundhouse, breaking pitch to go by, strike called. A.J. Goff on base percentage of .554.
29 hits on the season, leads the Panthers. Lissette, here comes the 0-1. Oh, for a ball. Good block by Jackson Kane. And put at second base is Eli Roberts. A.J. Goff, he's got 20 singles, doubles, one triple. Of a set, Keaton Brooks. It's a 1-1 pitch. A.J. Goff, a little pickoff move at second base. Ending play, back safely is Roberts, head first. So a 1-1 count. Left-handed batter's box. He's got an open stance. A good look at that baseball is A.J. Goff. The set comes a 1-1 pitch. Full cut, healthy cut. He's fouling out of play, left side. A.J. Goff, I'm sure he's been in quite a few tunnels. He can BP. 420 batting average. Over 500 on base. 1-2 pitch ends up outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ty Roberts at second base. Out of the fifth inning. The 9-0 contest, Knights in front. Alisette becomes a pitch. Healthy cut, foul ball back to the screen. Jay Goff is releasing a pretty good cut. Taking his cut right now. 9-0 contest. Why not? He's got a triple. I wouldn't mind seeing a long ball off the bat of A.J. Goff. So, going to take a break in the action. Brooks stepping back in the rubber. Two count, two outs. Al Roberts at second base. Here comes a pitch to Goff. High and outside, ball three. A.J. Goff got hit by pitch. First time at the plate today. Didn't get to swing the bat. Swung the bat several times in this at-bat. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Back to curveball, misses above his head. The glove of Jackson Kane. So Goff, quality at-bat, was jogged down. Touch first base, base on balls. A.J. Goff is at first base. It's on balls. In my calculation, number 15 on the season. Stepping in, Brett Sanders. Healthy cut, swing and miss. Two-hitter. Goes 0-1. Keaton Brooks pitching in the top of the fifth inning. Working out a stretch. Here and looking at singles from Jackson Kane. Checking second base. I'm called that right-handed batter's box. Brett Sanders. Brett Sanders, member of the sophomore class. Now a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Don't go 0-2. Brett Sanders wears number 14 in 25 games, batting .262 in that right-handed batter's box, .392 on base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and he'll go down swinging. And the Knights are out of the inning. They'll leave Eli Roberts at second base. The Knights going to bat in the bottom of the fifth after 4.5. Knights, 9. Panthers, 0. We'll also mention, today's ballgame is in part being brought to you by Sign Productions. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large-format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Inners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. Reach them by telephone or by text message. 217-984-3765. Either a landline phone or you can call cellular phone at 317-946-424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424.
2-4. Then Harley Belcher back out getting some tosses. His catcher, Jackson Weil. And I gotta mention one more time, Twin Lakes Indians. Yep. Sectional win, a 3A sectional 20. Played that sectional at Northwestern High School. Lakes Indians hadn't won a sectional 31 years. All that publicized. Got on my phone, came over, wrote that down. Said what? Jake Burton, forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. Coach Jake Burton, a quality guy, called me by accident. He had an A.J. Andrews, trying to call a principal. I was going through the car wash in Frankfurt. That is a nice car wash. He called me by accident. We talked for just a moment or two. Stepping into bat. It's batting. From the fifth inning. Pitch in above the zone. Ball one. 3, Jackson Kane. Junior class member. Stepping back in. From the stretch. Set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Side of ball. Count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Set back in. I'm sure Jackson would like to take a cut. Pitch, Jackson Kane. 4 hitter for the Knights. Comes a 2-0 pitch. Comes in above his zone. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Plays a universal take sign. We don't know that. I have seen Coach Bordnay allow batters to take a 3-0 cut. At that time, outside ball 4. So Jackson Kane going to jog down to first base. He's going to run preliminarily at first base. Stepping into bat. Number 20, Cade Minnick. Minnick, right fielder. In all 29 games. The game with 114 plate appearances. 54 at-bats. 277 left-handed batter's box. Out of set with the pitch from Belcher. Hung on when he popped up. Infield playable by third baseman. He'll come in and make the catch. Baseman caught there by 22, Brody McConnell. Freshman athlete listed as a pitcher and a third baseman. At 10, 150. One out on the diamond. Jackson Kane. Still at first base. And then Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, as mentioned, leads the team with 30 hits on the season. Entering this game, 2 singles, 7 doubles, 1 triple. Out of set. Sir, here's the pitch. Across the dish, fastball for a strike. Bren Robbins let that one go by. That was a good pitch. May not see a better one. We'll see. In the batter's box, Bren Robbins. Now a stretch, now the set. Modest lead at first base, Jackson Kane. Here comes the pitch. Hang on, he's going to pop one. Right side. Might be playable. It will be. A.J. Goff didn't make the play. Probably overran it just a bit. Reached back over his head. The ball lands. Now Bren Robbins has new life. Balls, 2 strikes. Bren Robbins entered the game with 109 plate appearances, 84 at-bats. In 29 games, he has a batting average of .357, .472 on base percentage. Step back in. From the stretch, now the set, Charlie Belcher. Here comes the pickoff move. No throw. Steps off the back. She came back to first base. Signals given this time. Coach Bordnay. Balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Out of set. Here comes the pitch to Robbins. He'll take off. Side of ball is the pitch. Goes into center field. It had a tail on it. It's way off target. And Bren Robbins moves over to third base. To the stolen base, and Bren Robbins picks up stolen base number 16 the season. just three times he has been thrown out. So one ball, two strikes. I take that back. That was Jackson Kane. Meyer, Jackson Kane moves from second to third. He picks up the stolen base. Brent Robbins pops one into center field. Be an RBI single, and that's going to complete Dave's ball game. So the final scores, the Knights have 10. There's zero, and they're going to shake hands across home plate. The Knights will move forward next Saturday. They'll have one game. It'll be right here. Chilkwik and someone else. It'll be a Class 1A matchup. I believe they're going to play the winner of Sectional 53 in Tri-County. Tri-County. They shocked Rossville. County got the win over Rossville this afternoon. I believe that's the circumstance. Don't quote me. Joe Catholic will play here next Saturday in the regional final. And we do thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll stay listening. We'll talk to Coach Bordenay here in just a bit. They got some cameras out there. They're going to do some interviews. We'll talk to him in a bit. I'm Charlie Martin, shaking hands here with Coach Bordenay. Charlie Martin, also the athletic director. The Panthers at Riverton Park. Both men, quality gentlemen. Appreciate to be able to know them. We're going to bow out of here. We'll come back, and we thank my wife back home. Sound check. She monitored the whole ball game. Haven't dropped the signal for quite some time. Hope to keep doing so. We use a Samsung phone, and we rely on AT&T Cellular. Been with them over 30 years, and they are still the best. So we're going to bow out of here, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. Fire burning.